Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the influence of Diogenes Smith lingers on in Pine Ridge. The other day, while cleaning out the feed room, the old fellows ran across the printing press that the now-reformed Diogenes used in his counterfeiting business, and immediately Lum decided that they should take up printing as a sideline. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library, proudly showing Abner the results of his first printing efforts, some statements for their store.
Here they are, Abner. They're all done.
Huh.
Don't them look like real, genuine, professional bills?
Now, let's see them. Why, doggy, they do, Lum. Well, them things look might now like the bills the wholesale house is all sending.
Well, I sort of patterned these after them from the wholesale house. They look official, don't they?
Oh, my, yes. Well, are we going to send these out to all our customers now?
Well, to all them that ain't paid their bills. Like Squire and Mose Moots and some of them that's owed us money for years and years.
Yeah, well, reckon this'll get them to pay what they owe us?
I don't know. Or to do some good, though. These bills is awfully impressive.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd stamp that rubber stamp on there that says please with the tears rolling down his face.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I know that always gets me when they send me one of them.
Yeah, makes a feller sort of sad to look at him. Well, sure, them things is impressive, I'll say that firm.
Oh, yeah. And it's something the government wants us to do, too.
The government?
Yeah, they want everybody to pay up all their old bills. Leastways, all the ones they can pay, of course.
Sure.
Get themselves out of debt. And that ain't a bad idea, either.
Oh, no. Say, I was just looking at these bills, Lon. I believe you never printed them right. Look here, these is for a store in some other town.
Well, there ain't no such a thing.
There, done it. Look here, it says, Jot 'em Down Store in Lowbury, Pone Road, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, what's a Lowbury and where's Pone Road?
That's Library.
Huh?
In Pine Ridge. Just couldn't find no letter I's in that bunch of type Diogenes had, so I had to use O's instead.
Uh-huh.
Started to use W's, and that made it worse than ever.
Yeah, no, I believe a O's better than a W in there.
I don't think nobody will take much notice to that, though, Abner.
Well, I don't know. It don't look just right to me. Folks are liable to drive clean to Pone Roads to pay their bills if they get these.
Well, how can they? There ain't no such place.
They ain't?
Why, of course not, silly.
Well, doggy, that's going to make it worse than ever then, Lum. They'll start out hunting for that town. They'll drive and drive and spend all their money for traveling instead of paying it to us for their bills.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Why, they might be gone for weeks or even years. Because we might not never see none of them again, you know it?
Abner, there ain't no such a thing as that going to happen, so just stop worrying.
Well, I don't know. It's awful liable to happen. You take a stubborn feller, well, like old Grandpappy Spears. Once he starts out hunting for our town, he won't never give up till he finds it, Mom.
When did you ever hear of Grandpap looking for a town and not giving up?
Well, I never did hear of him doing just that, but as stubborn as he is, you know him. Again, he gets the idea in his head there ain't no one thing in this world that'll get it out.
That outcaps anything I ever heard. You talking about somebody else getting some idea in his head and nobody being able to get it out again. If there's any one feller that's... Well, wait a minute. I ain't going to get onto that subject again.
Well, just the same, Lum.
Abner, this discussion is ended.
Huh?
Finished.
Yeah.
We're through with it. Get out the account book and we'll start making out these bills.
Account book?
Yeah, you know, looking where we write down what folks owes us.
Oh, the Squire's account book, yeah.
Yeah, that. Bring it over here and set it on the library table. This would be a good place to work right here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. See, we're about to that thing now. Oh, here it is, right here, yeah.
Hey, we ought to started this bill idea a long time ago, you know it, Abner?
Yeah.
It's the only way to do business. Be systematics about everything.
Yeah, well, where do you want this now? Right here, is this all right for you?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, right there.
Hey, you sit there and read off the names and how much they owe, and I'll make out the bills.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's see now.
It's going to start bringing us in a lot of money, you know that?
Oh, bound to. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's see. First of them is Ulysses S. Quincy. Owes $4.92.
All right, Ulysses. Wait a minute, Abner. Better skip that.
Skip it?
Yeah, I'm might not sure Ulysses ain't got the money to pay this right now. We'll send him a bill some other time.
I thought you said we was going to be systematics about this.
Well, we're, but... Well, you know how things have been going out to the Quincy's place. His woman's been down sick and all.
Yeah, I know Aunt Charity Spears went out there the other day and sat with her for a while.
Yeah, better just strike off that $4, Abner. And send him a nice basket of groceries out to the Quincy's this afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll take it out when I make a deal every today. Yeah, just scratch that right off of there right now. Yeah.
What's the next name on the book there?
Well, let's see. V... Oh, Masters. Oh, Grandpa Masters. Yeah. $3.14.
Hmm.
Ain't you going to make out the bill?
I don't know. I sort of hate to push Grandpa Masters for the money, Abner. Might make him feel self-unconscious about coming in here. Besides, he's awful faithful about paying what he can on his bills, even if it is just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he pays what he can, yeah. Well, you think I ought to sort of just, cross this and off?
Yeah. Yeah, better cross that and off, too.
Yeah. All right.
What's the next
one? Well, let's see. Next is, wait a minute. I reckon we'll have to move from here along.
Have to move?
Yeah, here comes Grandpap. He gets awful mad again. He comes in here and finds somebody sitting in his favorite place at the library's table.
Well, let him get mad. This ain't his table. Belongs to us.
Yeah, but he claims this is a free public's library, and he's got a right to sit here. He always points to that free public library sign we put up over there every time I argue with him.
We might have to take that sign down.
Yeah.
Cause more arguments than ever with him. Morning, Grandpa.
Yeah, morning, Grandpa. Yeah,
honey. Ed, you'll have to count me out this year, Lum. You just have to do it.
Count you out?
Yep. Won't seem like old times, but I can't see no other way out of it. No, you just have to count me out, Lum.
What are you talking about? Count you out of what, Grandpap?
Why, my regular job, counting ballots at the voting polls.
Oh.
County elections are coming up this fall, you know.
Yeah. But is that all that's troubling you?
Well, why can't you be there for the elections, Grandpap? You gonna be out of town and taking a trip or something?
See there, Long? What did I tell you? That's it right there. He's going out to hunt for that town Pone Road. He's got his mind all made up. He'll be gone for months.
How's that, Abner? What'd you say?
Huh?
He never said nothing, Grandpap. Just tell me why you can't count ballots next fall.
Because I don't want to go again the giverman. Don't want to take no chance on getting thrown in the penitentiary.
Penitentiary? Doggies, what have you been up to now, Grandpap?
Well, nothing yet.
Huh?
Ain't you feller seen the weekly paper?
No, I don't believe I have. Not this week, anyway.
Well, go down to Moe's Moose Barbershop and read them, then. Just march yourself down there. There's an article in there that tells all about it.
All about what? Why,
about not making too much money this year.
Oh?
The government don't want nobody to make over $25,000.
$25,000?
Yes, sir. That's what it says. Wrote down there in black and ink.
Hmm.
Well, for the land's sake, Grandpap, that ain't nothing for you to worry about. That ballot counting job never pays you more than $3. Yeah, I know, but that $3 might be just enough to put me over the $25,000 mark.
For the land's sake.
No, I ain't gonna take no chances.
Swan, Grandpap, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. You never made $25,000 in your whole life put together if you'd taken every nickel you ever made and all stacked it up together.
That's right, Grandpa.
Why, sure it is.
No, it'd just be my luck that this be the year when I made that much.
Oh, sassy frass.
Don't you sassy frass me, Abner Peabody. I might strike it rich this year, you don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to see you do it.
I've been reading a book on this subject, and there's lots of ways of making that much money.
Sassy frass.
Abner Hesha. We got work to do here. Go on, Grandpap. What's the next name in the account book there?
Let's see. Greatest thing I ever heard of. Next one here. Oh, right here, yeah. Squire Skimp. MK. Yeah, MK Skimp. 4 cans of tobacco. 60 cents.
That's one we ain't gonna cross off, I can tell you that right now.
Oh, no. Well, there's a lot of other stuff here, too. No, don't cross him off.
I'll put 2 or 3 of them please signs on it.
Yeah, you better if you want.
No, sir, I just can't take no chances, Lum. Be my luck to hit on some idea, bring me in $25,000, and then along come the elections, and I pick my $3, and bingo, I be breaking the law.
Pray Fred or Pratt or Grandpap, you don't even know what that much money looks like. Fact is, you don't
Admiral,
even know what...
I told you to hush up.
Oh, well.
What's the next name there?
Oh, Swanda, goodness, silly sizes. Oh, it is Lucille Abernathy. Oh, Widder Abernathy. $1.23 for the Widder Abernathy.
Widder Abernathy.
Yeah, I'll put that
down. I was reading about one idea where a feller made himself over $500,000 in just a couple of weeks.
$500,000 for the land sale? Well.
Of course, I can't use that idea because that's too much money.
Well,
I've got to keep my income under $25,000. Yes, sir. Just got to do it. That's all they are to it. What's the next name there, Evan?
Oh, let's see. Milford Spears. Well, Grandpappy. $0.31 for you, Grandpappy.
Yes, sir. I don't know if I can or not, but I've just got to keep her down to that $25,000 mark. Yeah.
You want to watch it.
Here, Grandpap, here's something that'll cut on your income. You can pay this bill here.
It's a bill you owe us for 31 cents. Look there, Milford Spears. You want to pay it now?
Oh, bill, huh?
Yes, sir.
How much did you say it was?
31 cents.
31 cents, huh?
That's what it is. There it is right there. You got the stuff, too. Don't argue about it.
31, did you say?
That's what I said. You going to pay it or not?
Well,
are you going to pay it or not, Grandpap? We won't have to make out a bill if you'll pay us right now.
Mom?
Yeah?
Better count me in on my regular election job this fall, and I'll take care of that bill this fall.